This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero Podcast Network.
AvenuePodcast.net.
Hello, all my beautiful people. It's time for another fun episode of If You Give a Dad a Podcast, and I just want to say thank you to all of you who are here listening to this episode with me today. Whether this be the first time that you've tuned into this show, or if you've been with me along the ride for a while now, I've even got a few people that maybe have been here since the beginning. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm glad that you're here today to be listening to this with me. So I have with me Luke Smith. He is, as you'll hear me say in the episode, he's one of my fellow OG members. He's a great guy. He is the lead singer of a really cool band called 3 Miles from Providence. They've done some really cool stuff. They've got a new album that's going to be coming out here soon. And we just get to talk to him about all of his music, and we get to talk to him about a little bit about OG, you know, a little bit about Original Geek, you know, things like that. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. It was a lot of fun to talk to him. So we have a treat on this episode also, and that is two songs, actually. We have one where Luke performs acoustically on the episode, and at the end, we have one that is off of their EP. So make sure that you stay tuned to listen to all that awesomeness, and I think you guys are really going to have a great time listening to this today. And for those of you who are here just to listen to the Luke Smith episode, welcome. I hope you enjoy what you hear. And I hope that you stick around and listen to some of the other great episodes I have here as well. So, if you guys are as excited as I am, then let's get this show on the road.
If you give a dad a podcast.
You're bloody welcome!
You know.
Hey, Dad.
If I get my hand stuck in a pickle jar, I'm straight up bull in a china shop, just swinging around.
Started writing songs when I was about 12 or so.
Seriously?
They're retrofitting me now.
And I'm like, yes, finally.
I've also had the opportunity to go train with Hoist Gracie and Dan Severin.
Wow.
I like that. That's different. Stands out.
That day I took my very first bump and it was fun.
There's only one section to go to first. Yeah. Toys.
Bro.
I was like, no, man, surely this guy's not booked out that long.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl.
What?
Man, this guy won't shut up.
And just a reminder before we get started here, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to iGadap wherever it is you're listening to. Hit that notification bell so you are notified when a new episode drops. Also, make sure that you go out there and rate and review this episode. Tell me what you think of it. And the more people that do that, the more likely I am to be recommended to somebody else. Now, on to the show.
1985.
Or whatever they do there. Yeah.
No. I think there's a little bit of a delay. Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess who's calling me right now?
Oh.
Hold on.
Nicholas.
It was Nicholas.
Nicholas. Yeah. Nicholas.
He just called me.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. We're recording already, by the way.
I know. I saw him saying it's being recorded. I'm just letting you know I'm putting my guitar down. So that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's funny. Somebody told me recently that it gives you like the option to leave as soon as I press record the episode. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I have to push okay. Hang on, let me push okay. There we go. I pushed okay. So,
okay.
Right. Yeah, I guess maybe so that you're not like illegally recording people and you don't get people right. Like doing the things where they're like, I don't know. I mean, I've got a setup, like I've got my headphones and I've got like a microphone. It's not I've got some like really professional stuff. I didn't want to set all that up. So I got my podcast mic that I do that we've usually been doing the Scream Coiny stuff with, but we're getting ready to upgrade that stuff. I bought some new stuff for it, so we're gonna see how that works.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I saw that microphone today. I was watching some of them. I watched y'all's review on the menu today.
Oh, wow. What'd you think? So
I like it. Well, I love that movie. I thought that was a great movie.
Oh, it's great.
So
it was really good.
I was interested to see what happens. But anyways, yeah. Everybody's probably like, what the heck is going on? Because we just kind of jumped right in the middle of this. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm going to introduce who you are.
Good deal.
So this is one of my fellow OG members. As you know, I'm part of Original Geek. He was on the first episode of Beyond the Panels with me. He is also the co-host of Scream Queenies. and he is the lead singer of the band 3 Miles from Providence. I am talking about Luke Smith. Man, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Papa Podcast. How are you?
Doing good, man. Yeah. Just out here having fun. We got a late start here, but I think this is going to turn out really good.
Well, that's the good thing that we have time travel, though, because, like, you can, like I said when we were last time, like, it's like you can, like, you say we're late, but actually this is going to be released right on time. Like, a wizard is never late. He arrives exactly when he means to, I guess.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, just, I mean, so, like, you got a late start because, like, you had some Papa Podcast stuff to do, huh? Like, the Papa part of the Papa Podcast stuff. So, but yeah, man, I mean, it's kind of, I know we kind of just jumped right in, but it's kind of like, because we know each other, so it's not like we're, like, meeting for the first time or having any kind of conversation for the first time. So, it's kind of like, you know, putting in, like, a glove that you're used to fitting on, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, so...
So I actually did watch. So I watched the first Creep movie.
Yeah.
I watched Infinity Pool this weekend.
That's crazy. That movie's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The ending. I was like, what? And then I watched a few other ones. I watched X. I watched Pearl.
Yeah.
And I watched Talk to Me this weekend.
Okay, Talk to Me is amazing. That movie's really
good. I love that one. Yeah. That one was really good. I have noticed something, though, with A24 films. They're not all the same. You know, everything that I know from A24 films that I've watched, it's very much a not jump scare, but more of a makes you feel unsettled. You know, what you're watching. And I love that. And my wife's always like, what the heck are you watching when I'm watching one of those films?
Yeah.
But, you know, then I watched a few other films and I was just like, well, these aren't anything like the other ones. But, I mean, it was still fun. And I got the 3 out of the 5 movies I watched had Shia LaBeouf's wife in them.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I mean, better than Shia LaBeouf, I guess. At this point. So what did you think about Creep, man? Like, you know, that movie's kind of crazy, too. Like, it's different.
So the when he's watching the film at the end, and he got me every single time. I will tell you that every single time he got me in the movie, and that one got me the most.
Oh yeah.
But you're just sitting there, and you're just like, it keeps you, you know, on the edge of your seat because you're like, what is this dude going to do next?
Yeah,
so I really liked it. It was a lot of fun, and I do want to watch Creep 2. I think it's on Netflix as well.
Yeah, it's got Mark Duplass in it too. And him and his brother, I think, made that movie. Mark Duplass is on The League. I don't know if you've ever watched that show, but it's very crass. So I'm just saying that anyone that's listening, like, if you're easily offended, don't watch the show. But it's funny. It has a lot of, like, people kind of before they got real famous, like I want to say Brie Larson's on there. I'm trying to think of who else. Desi Leidick is on there. There's just, like, they have I want to say Meghan Markle's on there too. Like, she was like a guest star on there or something. Obviously she's like a princess now. So it's like, but, or not princess, but, you know, part of the royal family or whatever. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I like horror films regardless. And my friend Ainsley and I, good, bad, in between, like, we usually wind up watching them all, and we haven't been able to put up as much content lately as we'd like to, because, like, just life, I mean, in general, it's just been going on. I've been trying to get this album finished up and, like, all this stuff. So, hopefully we're going to get back to being able to put some stuff up. We've done some video games on there. I mean, we just have a good time. Yeah. If everyone could check it out, it'd be really cool. We've got, there's one thing that we have on there, and it's got like 50,000 views.
Cool.
Yeah. It was a short film on that Huluween or whatever that they did, where they had a bunch of short films, and it's called it's called The Hug. It's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese type.
Okay.
And it's like an animatronic, like the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic thing. And it is creepy. Right. It's creepy as heck. But, like, I don't know why, but, like, people just love animatronic stuff like that. And we put that up.
It's big right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we put that up a couple of years ago, though. And it's like, and it's kind of slowed down a little bit. But, I mean, there for a while we got that. And then probably another thing that we did that's really cool is there's a really, like, it's a B movie, but it's called Killer Sofa.
Yeah.
And we have you seen it before?
I have.
Okay. All right. The director, Bernie Rao, actually put our review on the IMDb page. Like, he sent us a message and wanted to put our review on the IMDb page for
that
it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like,
that is really cool.
Yeah. We did a thing where my brother-in-law actually came over here, and me and he and Ainsley, we did a we did tequila shots. So there's like a game, and we did it all on there. It's just, everyone watch the review. It's a lot of fun. I mean, like, it's a lot of fun, and like, we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's just like, you know, it's something cool that we get to do. We came up with the idea for doing it. So it's just Queenie is kind of what I call Ainsley. So it's like, that's kind of my nickname for her, and like, affectionately her nickname. And so like, Scream Queenie. And so we're just like, yeah, let's do it. But we were always watching horror films and then talking about it. And I was just like, we just need to like start making a vlog or do something with this. And then the guy who actually plays guitar for my band, his name is James. He edits all of our stuff for us. So like, he edits all the stuff and puts all the stuff on there and does all that for us. Like, yeah. He does a lot of really cool stuff. So anyways,
right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you actually do quite a bit of really cool stuff. You know, I mean, you're part of Original Geek with me. We're going to be doing, you know, more music stuff when it comes to Original Geek. And then you have Scream Queenies. Yeah. And then you've got your band, you know, 3 miles from Providence.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how did you come up with the name for your band?
So this is what I'm going to say. It's a two-part answer because I want to sound like, all right. So I'm obviously from the South. Okay. So like, I'm always like trying, especially when like, you know, you're going to discuss it because we're starting to go out doing these cons and stuff. So like, you know, when you're from Arkansas, BFE Arkansas, then people think that we like run around with no shoes on and that like, you know, we don't ever wear shirts.
You don't?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know what you guys are doing in NWA, but like we're, and that's Northwest Arkansas, not the rap group NWA, but because you're not part of that, but, I want to say like, you know, 3 miles from Providence. Providence is like a safe place or a safe haven, and you're always like just close enough to be there, but you're never really feel like you've arrived or that you're safe or whatever. But the real story is that for the longest time we just practiced 3 miles from Providence, Arkansas.
That's great.
Yeah. So our drummer is actually the one that came up with the name, and then I kind of wanted to like and I was like, yeah, let's put a smart spin on it so that way we'll have like two meanings for the thing. But like, I mean, I just tell everyone now because it's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, we've been a band together for a long time. I've played for 15 years in one way or another with these guys that I'm in the band with right now. So it's me, it's James Robertson plays guitar, lead guitar. I play guitar some and I sing. I mostly sing for the band, but I play guitar on some stuff. And then Clay Hoffman is our bass player. He's amazing. And Ryan Davidson is, I'm just going to tell you this right now, the Ryan Davidson, as I refer to him, is the most underrated. I'm not saying this because he's my drummer. I'm saying this because he is the most underrated drummer in the state of Arkansas. He is freaking amazing. Like, he is just like, I met this guy when he was a teenager. He and James, I'm a little bit older than him. So he and James were in high school, and James and I, we actually went to church together. And so James was playing and I both played at church. And so he's like, you gotta come check out. I'm playing in this, talent show with some other guys at school. So I went, and I mean, I was just, my jaw hit the ground. Like when I heard Ryan play, he's just amazing. And, He's, I always refer to him as my musical soulmate. Like he just, he and I just click, we get it. Yeah. He's like, and so James and him had been friends for a long time. And like, we were talking about starting a band, and James had come over and we started writing some songs at the house. And then we kind of just brought Ryan in, and then we had another bass player for a little while, and he was a good guy and he was really good, but he didn't last very long with us, about 10 months or so. And then Clay joined up with us. And so we've been active off and on throughout the years, but I've played in other bands with them when we weren't as active, and and with different guys in different aspects with the band. James and I do acoustic stuff sometimes. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Right now, it's just like we're really focused on our album, though. Like I just got done, like, I'm going to say like right at the end of January, I got done, maybe beginning of February, I got done laying down the vocals. And we've been working on this album for years, dude. Like, it's been
okay.
Yeah. We're working with John LeCompte is our producer's name, and he is phenomenal. This guy, like a phenomenal, like AJ Styles, dude, like no joking. Like he is amazing. He was the guitarist for Evanescence when they were like in their heyday. Like he went and toured the world with them and everything. Yeah. It's crazy to me. Cause when I go in his studio, he's got Red Room Studios. It's in Benton, Arkansas. And when I go to that studio, he's got like sold, you know, 250 million records or whatever in Europe. Like he's got a thing up on the wall, or he's won Grammys, right, and they're up there. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here shooting the stuff with this guy. And it is crazy. Cause like, I'm just like, he's just like, and he's like, he and I are tight. Like we're good friends.
Right.
I can't really say what he calls me. Like, as far as like, it's a term of affection, but I can't say what he calls me on a family friend, like show. Like give a dad a podcast, or, and this would be on the panels, I know, but like, we try to be family friendly around here. So I can't say what he calls me, but, I mean, John is just amazing. And so we started in 2019, and everyone can go and they can listen to our first single. That's going to because we released it like that year, that it's going to be one of the tracks on the album. It's going to sound a little bit different because we're doing, like, he's going to do some other stuff with it, mix a little bit different, but it's called Ashes. It's called Ashes, and you can go, they can go listen to that. It's on all your streaming services, yep. Apple, right, Spotify, all that good stuff. Anywhere you can find
it's
it.
Number one on our playlist for the road trip. It's the first song we put on there. So,
well, I appreciate that. I will say this much. The music is really good. I'm like, most people don't like hearing my own voice a lot of times. So it took me a long time to get used to hearing my own voice. We started back then, of course, you had COVID. So like, it was we were very spotty there for a couple of years in there getting out there. And this last, I'd say like last 18 months, up to the last time I was in the studio, we just like hit it hard. And, I don't know. It's what it has become. And what it's still becoming, cause he's still mixing and mastering and doing some stuff, but I'm just so, so proud of it, man. Like it is. We haven't come to a agreement yet on, I think we're getting there, but on what we want to call the album yet. So I can't tell you what that's going to be called, but it is going to have 10 songs. I know that much. It's just, I just learned so much from John in the studio. Like, I have kind of a philosophy on life right now. And it's been this way for the last couple of years, but I just want to be around people that make me better. You know, sometimes you can't help who you work around or who you're around.
Right,
sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah.
But if I get to choose who I'm around, I want to choose people that make me better in some way. And like, and whether that be like with my music or just making me feel better too. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. And so, John just like, he showed me that the things that I thought that I was really good at, I really needed to work at. And the things that I thought I kind of sucked at, that I was better at than I thought I was. And I think that's what you should get out of, like, he's almost like a mentor to me, you know, like it's crazy. And once again, it's just weird to me that I can go in there and that yeah. and that this guy's got this stuff all over the place, and we're just sitting here like hanging out. He's helping me like
right.
be better, which is what I want to do. And it's just great. Like, he and I are just tight and great. And, you know, I was texting him the other day. He had sent me some stuff to listen to that he had mixed. And I was like, this is sounding great. And I was like, you know, but even if like nothing comes out of this album, I mean, you don't know when you record an album, like, right, how people are going to receive it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I feel like I've gained like a good friend out of this. Like, John and I are good friends. And like, I think we got each other's back, and he's still going to help me grow as like with my music and stuff regardless. So,
yeah.
But
those are good people to have around.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
Mean, yeah, definitely. Like you said, you know, trying to have people around you that better you, you know, that's important to have. If you're just going around people who are either going to belittle you or who are happy in where they're at and they're not wanting to grow, then you get stagnant in your own life. And so it's very good to have those kind of people around you that aren't like that. They're always trying to do better, and it kind of pushes you and encourages you as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, back to Original Geek, just kind of like, I hate to jump around, but I've got horrible ADHD.
You're good, man.
But like, I mean, the reason that like I like want to be a part of Original Geek and do this with Original Geek and like try to get like another, you know, venue and another like other, you know, like streams of like creativity.
Right.
Out there yeah. with this stuff is because first off, like, Nick is just a freaking awesome guy. Like, he just like yes. not Nick and he's got a plan and yes. And he's motivated and all of that yep. stuff, and that kind of stuff is contagious, you know, like that yep. that kind of stuff, like, it makes me like want to be better and more motivated and do stuff and get out there and like, and I want to help him. Because yep. I think that, you know, what I've always told him, you know, and I don't like to put all like private conversations and stuff out there, but I have told him before that, like, you know, that if you do right by people, that's gonna come back on you good, you know. And right. he takes care of his people, you know that as well as I do.
He does.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And you know, to a fault, sometimes he takes care of people. You know, yep. and
yep.
And so I just want to be a part of that. I mean, and I have just come into the fact probably in the last like 5 or 6 years, like re-embracing kind of my geekdom, you know, that
yeah,
like,
yeah,
because you lose that. Right. And I mean, I'm in a band, and like, you know, there was like a period of time, I'd say for like 10 years, where I was like, I didn't read comics. I didn't do all this stuff. And
yep.
like, it wasn't me. I was trying to be somebody that wasn't me, you know, because like, I'm trying to be like a cool guy, which I'm not, you know, like, it's like,
you're yeah, cool. You're cool, Luke. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, like, that's like, I always say this, like, I'm not half as cool as I think you think I am. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I need to get a shirt or something made that, but
hey, we know somebody can do that for you too.
Oh, yeah. That's hey, shameless plug. Holler it.
Yeah, exactly.
Holler at
Cups and Teas by Stacia. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Holler at her, because like all the Original Geek shirts look amazing, man. Like, all those new ones that we've been like, that he's been showing us the stuff and the designs and stuff. Gosh, she does a great job on those. That red one that we kind of debuted at the last con is
yeah.
freaking amazing, man.
Did you see the one she came up with? Just like, she took some of the stuff in our folders and made her own. She was like, yeah, she's like, I'm making my own shirt. I was like, hope you're okay with that. I was like, okay, do whatever you want.
No, it's I mean, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
yeah,
like, she's inspired like now to try to like, and that's what you want. Like, you have all of
right.
these, you have all of these moving parts that are part of this thing. And I don't want to even call it like a company, because I feel like yeah. it's more like a movement, a community, yep. that kind yep. of thing. Like, it's not like, I mean, you have to have a business and you have to have, you know, you have to do all of that,
right.
the unfun stuff. But like,
yep.
I would tell you, besides like being tired and like, you know, and some of the, you always run into people at big events like that, there's a couple of people that had so much fun. I feel like, or I can't speak for you guys, but like I had a lot of fun doing that, man. Like when we went to that con in Texas. I forget what was the name of that con.
That was PTX Con.
PTX Con, yeah, in Paris. Yeah, in Paris.
Yeah, so. Paris, Texas. Did you know there's an Eiffel Tower there?
Oh, I do now. Yeah. No.
Shout out to Nick there.
I don't know if you watched the Backlash this last weekend, the WWE pay-per-view. And it was in France, and the Eiffel Tower, like on the opening shot, the Eiffel Tower's there. I was like, I get my bit. Nick is like losing his crap right now. Like, did you know the
Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, back to the band or whatever. We are just like so excited about this album, and I would love. I mean. Like I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but I would love for you to like maybe like if I could get you to like when it comes out, like I could get you to like play the whole thing on one of your podcasts and maybe review it or have some people come on and talk about it or something. That'd be great to like get it out there or whatever.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like cool or funny things. I mean, like we're so like that we do like as a band. I mean, like those guys are just they're just my musical brothers, man. Like we have been up and down the road, and like I said, I don't like to go into like our private stuff or whatever too much because like there's, but you know, you're with the same people for 15 years, and it's like in some way or another, you know, there's hurt feelings, there's things that happen, there's creative differences, there's you know, there's infighting, there's all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, but at the end of the day, like we make really good music together and we make each other better. And like, it's just, it's great to me because James wasn't with us for, I want to say maybe like 8 years. He wasn't with the band for a little while. He came back in 2018, and we had another guitarist at the time, and great guy. His name's Greg, and he's great. Greg is an amazing guitarist, and Greg had to leave because he was starting a life someplace else, and so James just happened to be there and step right back in, and it's just the first show that he played back with us, we opened up for Bad Wolves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We opened up for Bad Wolves, From Ashes to New. And Diamante.
Okay.
We opened up for all three of them on James's first show back. And that when we opened up for them, they had the number one song on the Billboard charts. The number one rock song. It was when they had their cover of the Cranberry Zombie. Was like the number one thing. So like, I don't know. It's just like we've just been through all of this stuff together, and we have had the opportunity. I mean, I don't want to. I hate saying like accomplishments and stuff, and I don't know. I'm just weird about that. But like, I feel like I'm bragging about stuff sometimes. You know, like that we're like I don't like to do that.
But it's okay to do that, you know, because I mean, they'll have accomplished something here, you know, I mean, and so you definitely have the what's the word I'm looking for? You have the right to, you know, tell people about the things that you have accomplished, you know.
It's something that I'm working on, I think. I mean, I have a lot of like things that go on in my head, and I deal with some mental health stuff. And so it's hard for me to take compliments and do stuff like that. And so it's tough for me when I'm like, oh yeah, we opened up for Bad Wolves. Cause it sounds like I'm bragging about that. I'm not trying to, it's just like
no, that's really cool though. I'm the same way, you know. Last week, as you know, I had Barbie on my show, you know, I had Chris Anthony Lansdowne, and as soon as she got on here with me, she was like, oh, you have a wonderful voice, you know, and I didn't know how to take it, you know, because it was a compliment and stuff. I'm the same way, you know, people compliment me and it's like, what do I do with my hands, you know, kind of thing. So
yeah, it's weird, I know, because like I perform and I do stuff, and it's not that I don't like that, but I also don't like letting people down either. So like then I feel like gotcha. if I build up this like thing of myself yeah. for people, and then I'm not that, you know,
right,
then it's really
not up to that standard.
Yeah. And so we do have, okay, so there's that single that I said, Ashes, that's going to be on the album, and you guys can check
yes.
that out. But we also have an EP. It was called To The Ones. It was released in 2018, and it's got 5 songs on there. 4 of them were recorded at Blue Chair Studio with Wolfman Studio with Jason Tedford. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, Jason Tedford at Wolfman Studio recorded those, recorded 4 of those. And then the other song, there's a song on there called Pyromania of Love. And yes. It was recorded in Nashville with a guy named Robert Venable. Robert is a great guy too. We haven't talked to him in a little while, and he's gotten he's doing the sound and stuff for the Kelly Clarkson show. So
oh cool.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have heard of there's a Christian rock band, they're called Disciple.
Yes. I've heard of them.
Their drummer is named Lester Azell. And he and Robert own a studio in Nashville. And so we went there and we recorded. And the crazy thing is, when we went and recorded Pyromania while we were there, that James was playing the solo on that song. And he and Robert was like, you know, that's good. And James was like, well, I'm not sure. And he goes, okay, let me tell you something. He goes, I'm just going to let you know this. He goes, I had a guy in here last week. You might have heard him before, but his name is Dave Mustaine. And he's like, and he goes, I think he would have approved of that solo, is what he said. So,
that's a compliment.
What are you supposed to say to that? Yeah. And then another time that we went back, and it was the time that James wasn't with us. So it's probably a couple of years later, but we went back and recorded another couple of songs and stuff that I don't even know that we have them anymore, those songs. But, Haley Williams came in the day after or the next day, 2 days after or something, to record.
Okay.
You know, Haley Williams from Paramore.
Yes.
And she recorded with Frankie Muniz's band for Malcolm in the Middle. He's a drummer for a band.
Okay.
And so she was recording vocals, and I just remember him saying something about, I can't remember what it was, and it was halfway joking. Obviously we weren't gonna have Haley Williams on our album, but I remember he was like, I mean, for only it was some ungodly amount of money, you know, you could have Haley Williams on your song. And I mean you probably at that time, because that was around the time that if you remember, she did Airplanes with B.O.B. do you remember that, Airplanes and Shooting Star, that song came out. So anything
could really use a wish right now.
But at that time, everything that she did just turned to gold. And Paramore's still really big, but that was during their heyday and stuff. And so I don't know, it's crazy. I wouldn't say that we're maybe regionally successful or whatever, but say that, there aren't a lot of people nationally that necessarily know about us right now. And I think that it's just weird, the people that you run into and the famous people that you cross paths with or in the studio at the same time as you. And I don't know. John is always telling me stories about people I remember one time, I can't even remember what the story was, but he was and we were on tour with Lemmy. And I was Motorhead Lemmy. And he was And he was and Lemmy was
you're just in awe sitting there hearing them say that.
Yeah. Cause I'm I mean, I don't know. I'm like, it's the guy that sang Triple H's theme.
Oh, that's great. So I do want to ask you this. Yeah. When it comes to musical influences, what would you say is your influence on your style?
Okay, so It's weird, okay? Because I have so many influences, like just musical styles. I'm just gonna say my top five right now or whatever, like I would say.
Okay.
Number one is, and if you've not heard of this band, I'm telling everyone to go look this band up. Look up like BJ Barham is amazing. The name of the band is American Aquarium. And I discovered them probably 10 years ago. And they've been around for a little while, but they're from Raleigh, North Carolina. And their album, Burn, Flicker, Die, saved my life. Like, that album is amazing. They're kind of like an alt country band.
Okay.
And so, like, BJ Barham, just like in general as a person and everything, is just like an influence on me and an inspiration to me. And like, I made a post the other day because they're getting ready to come out with a new album this summer. And he posted like a new song that he's got that they just released the single or whatever for the album. And it's called Crier. Anyways, I made a post and I was just like, you're not going to convince me ever that this isn't one of the greatest songwriters of this generation. Like, he just is freaking, like, no, I don't have words. Like, and he is just so, like, he stays after every show to talk to everyone. He's a dad. Like, he refuses to tour more than a couple of weeks at a time, even though he could that if he wanted to, like, so that he can be back with his daughter. He'll only be gone for 3 weeks, then he's gonna be home for two. Gone for three, home for two when he's on tour. And right now he's not touring during the summers because his daughter's getting older and she's gonna be in school. So he's been sober for like 10 years or something like that. I mean, like, I know I'm talking about this one a lot, but like, that is just like, lyrically, like, and just like the kind of person that he is and everything. Like, I just look up to him so much. Number two, like, it's probably like a band that I've liked since I was in high school, but Pearl Jam is like, I love Eddie Vedder. I love Pearl Jam. I've seen them like probably 12 or 13 times live. When they had Pearl Jam 20, which was like 12 years ago, I got to see Chris Cornell come up before he passed away and do the Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike, all that stuff with him. Eddie Vedder is just like, there's never going to be another 10, like that 10 album to me. And I think most people would probably say that, but like, they're still doing it and they put on a freaking kick-ass show. And it's just like, it's amazing. Like, this, I can't describe the environment that they create. I'm trying to think, like, probably number three for me is going to be like Counting Crows. Like, I love Adam Duritz. I've seen them quite a few times live too. I met Adam Duritz a couple of times. He's a very cool guy. Their live performance, all of that stuff, and just his lyrics are just, if I know that, like, I'm dating myself because like the Counting Crows aren't like a huge band right now, but like,
'90s.
Well, yeah. And I mean, they just had it. Like, there's like some of their stuff that isn't radio hits, like, are the ones that you want to listen to. Like, go listen to a song called Miss Potter's Lullaby. Go listen to a song called Saint Robinson and His Cadillac Dream. Like, those are like amazing. I'm going to say something that like is probably going to come across as weird mixed in with these other ones. I really, 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 this is more of like from when I was in my early 20s and maybe like my late teens, but I really like this punk band they're called MXPX. I don't know if you've ever heard of them before, but they,
that sounds really familiar.
Yeah. It's weird. So like most people in the South, I was raised in like the Jesus tradition, right? Like in church this has nothing to do with my family. So I'm not like, my parents weren't like, you can't listen to this kind of music or whatever else. But like, I went to a very strict, like, I was part of a very strict religious institution, I will say, that was stricter than my parents cared less about what I listened to than this than the institution I was a part of. And I will say that, you know, you could only really listen to like Christian music or whatever, the people that, and so there was this, they were kind of on the cusp of like, they were on a Christian label, but they weren't like, I don't know if you remember, that was kind of a thing there for a little while where people would be like, on Christian, but they were on Tooth and Nail Records. And MXPX is, they're just, they've got like Punk Rock Show is a great song, on some of their, my partner Deej and I, when we got married, we walked out to, there's a song on, Before Everything and After, and it's called Quit Your Life. And like, that's what we walked out to after we got married. I've only got to see them one time live, and I saw them on the Honda Civic tour in like 03 with Good Charlotte, with Good Charlotte and Newfound Glory and Stretch Armstrong.
You're really getting into ones I like too. I'm a big Good Charlotte fan, so
I've seen them live a couple of different times. I will say, my wife and I were dating at the time, I think, but we went to Springfield. My brother was going to college at the time, and he lived in Springfield, and we went there and went to the Shrine Mosque and saw Good Charlotte with Simple Plan and Reliant K. Like,
that would be a good show, man. Yeah. I would love to see that.
We've met Simple Plan a couple of times. They're really cool guys.
Have you?
Yeah. They're very cool guys. Yeah. And met Reliant K a couple of times too. They're a good band too. I'm gonna go back like even further back than me, but like I think right now, probably because I just watched this whole thing on Hulu, that the documentary that just came out for them. But Bon Jovi, I love, and to be honest with you, like, I know like they're known to be like kind of a rock band, but I really like their power ballads. Better Roses is probably like, honestly, that's Better Roses is probably like my favorite song of all time by Bon Jovi.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Always is a really good song by them. I'll Be There For You. You know, just some of those radio hits too, but like, I mean, I know a lot of people like Wanted Dead or Alive and You Give Love a Bad Name. Like, people like those songs, but like, Shot Through the Heart. For those five, I would say probably that, and I credit those more, I don't want to say like musical style, but like lyrical style and stage performance, I think. And honorable mention, this is going to be really crazy, honorable mention to the first band that my parents took me to see when I was younger, and that is Sawyer Brown. A country band. I really liked Sawyer Brown when I was younger, and I mean, you know, it, 90s country was like a big thing, you know, that was the first concert I ever went to, and their lead guy Mark Miller is just an amazing performer. But as far as it's like stuff that I just listen to, I mean, I don't know, you know, Fleetwood Mac. Like, I like the classics too. Like, I like Fleetwood Mac. Right. I like, I don't know, Florence and the Machine. I'm trying to get like some female representation in here too. I like older Paramore. I like some of that stuff. Lana Del Rey is really, really, really good. I know, because this is your favorite, but I think Taylor Swift is a really, really good songwriter. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself to be like a Swiftie or anything like that, but Ainsley was over here like a couple weeks ago, and she had watched, I guess, like the Eras thing or something on Disney Plus, and there was this song, and it wasn't any like, you know, it wasn't like a radio hit or anything of hers, but it was a song called Maroon that she did on like the bonus features on the thing on Disney Plus. Like, it's like, she's like four acoustic songs or something. The song was really good. And then I listened to like the radio version or whatever, or the recorded version, like for the album. And it was really good too. And there were two totally different things. But the thing that I'm going to say is that, like, even though, like, you know, I've never seen her in concert. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but like, you know, it's like $1 billion to see her right now. But
yeah,
but crazy expensive. But what I see out of her that I like and that I admire is her ability to connect with people.
Yes.
You know? And so I'm watching her sing a song that like hasn't been on the radio, you know, people, it's not like something that she came out and she was doing like, you know, I don't know, one of her hits or something, Love Story. Oh, that's probably like way old now, but like,
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. There you go. Yeah. We are never, ever getting back.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
And so like it wasn't one of those songs. She sat down at a piano, she did this and people were singing every word of it. People were like tearing up. Like,
yeah,
those kind of things, like, as like, once again, I have a hard time calling myself an artist, but like, I mean, like, I have because I come from like a creative mind or whatever, then yeah. I like, you know, you want to write good songs, you do, but yes. It doesn't really matter. Like, I don't care if I had a song that like, that people were singing all the time, if it didn't connect with anybody, if you understand what I'm saying, like if it's like just like a bop for people and they just like, it's just got a good beat and it's repetitive or whatever, that's not what I want to look for. Like, I want to look for connection with people. I'd rather connect with one person than a million people know the words to it too. Because I mean, that's, once again, getting back to the original geek thing, that's what it is. It's like community. It's like about people understanding that, like, you know, you can put somebody in a moment and they may not be even feeling the same thing that you felt when you wrote the song.
Yeah.
But they're feeling what they're feeling when they're listening to the song.
Right.
when I say Bed of Roses and like Bon Jovi or whatever, it brings back like feelings for me and stuff. And it's probably got nothing to do. I know it has nothing to do with what he meant when he was writing the song. Cause I think a lot of that song was about him addressing like cheating rumors with his wife or whatever. But I think that it brings up like these emotions in me and these feelings. I have memories. Like, I remember like my mom driving me to school and like I'd be in the car and that coming on. And then like, I don't know, I probably like had a crush on a girl or something and she didn't fill it back for me, or, you know, just like the classic, the classic story, you know. And I just, I don't know, I just that kind of connection, that means something to me. So I guess that's why I really, really, really like admire Taylor Swift. And I think she's a good songwriter because she connects with people. So I don't know.
So do you have a favorite song that you like to perform?
I mean, it depends on the day of the week. And then like, I mean, the favorite song, I mean, just like for the band in general, is always the newest song, right? Like every time we'd get a song back, like John is kind of mixed down. So, cause we've had to relearn these songs because like we wrote them a certain way and they've just changed. Like even like some of the subject matter that I was writing about at the time, I've just grown so much as a person, like in between, like some of the songs were written 2015, 2016, you know, like that kind of thing. And it's like one song I know for sure, like we just completely, John and I just demolished that thing and then rewrote it from the bottom up. It's a song that's going to be on the album and it's called The Great Mistake. And originally it was a song called Demagogue. And like it just, and the whole subject matter changed and it just, I love the song now. Like he and I went in and we just like, we dug it out and he was like, well, the thing I love about John is he's just like, we can do better than this. He's like, we can do better than this. And I'm like, yeah, we can. So it's like, but I mean, right now, probably my favorite song that we play is a song called Pieces that we do. It's on the EP. I don't know. Can I play a little?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So this is, listen to it. It's on our EP, To the Ones, but it's got the full band version on there and it's like probably better than just me playing it by myself. But I don't like it to go too much into what I write songs about, but this one's kind of like about how people like only, like a lot of people don't want to sip you as a whole person. Like they only want like certain parts where they can get out of you. So this is Pieces though. Hang on.
deepest wound I ever felt. Is this one I carved into myself? As the world is crashing down around, I'm buried further in the ground. I chain myself to the darkest fate. Am I too lost? Is it too late? There is no wrong, there is no right. I see no day here, only night. Cause I'm always one step away from the darkness taking over and letting the light fade. If I fail, will you still feel the same when I become the things I hate? Cause I'm always one step away. I sometimes feel like I'm in pieces, broken, scattered on the floor. I try to give you what you want, but you always beg for more. So I cut another slice from a long severed thread, just to get a small respite from all the voices in my head. Cause I'm always one step away from the darkness taking over and letting the light fade. If I fail, will you still feel the same when I become the things I hate? Cause I'm always one step away. My demons come to me tonight and they get the best of me. And I stand up and I fight and I command them all to flee. But they'll be back tomorrow like they have in days gone by. Though I try, they will not leave me. They will be with me until I die. Cause I'm always one step away from the darkness taking over and letting the light fade. If I fail, will you still feel the same when I become the things I hate? Cause I'm always one step away from the darkness taking over and letting the light fade. If I fail, will you still feel the same when I become the things I hate? Cause I'm always one step away. Cause I'm always one step away. And here we go now.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm like a little BTS here. And not the K-pop group. behind the scenes for you youngsters out there. The guitar that I'm playing is not my usual guitar. I broke a string on my guitar and on my main guitar that I usually use. And I'm getting into like technical stuff here, but I have my guitars tuned differently. When I play 3 miles stuff, I have my guitar tuned down like a whole step because like we play stuff lower and because the guys are usually in drop C. And so it winds up doing better with that.
Gotcha.
Excuse me. So I have this other guitar. I've got more than this, but like I've got this other guitar that I like to play a lot too. And I've got another band that I'm not ready to announce or anything like that yet, but that I'm playing guitar for and I sing backup for a little bit that I've been working with a little bit. And
okay.
And anyways, this one's usually tuned to standard. But then I noticed whenever, because I was like, well, I've got that other one after I broke that string, because I was like just playing around earlier. I got this one out and it had a broken string on it. Luckily, I had the string to replace it, but it's usually tuned in standard. So like to get it to hold that dropped tuning is tough. So if the guitar, like for all you music aficionados that are out there, don't judge me too much. Cause like, I know it probably like there was probably something that sounded a little bit off on there, but yeah. That is Pieces. Greg, that was in our band for a long, long time. He's still a real good friend, Mr. Greg Miller, Eiler. He's got a stage name, Greg Eiler. And he wrote the like little beginning, like little, it's usually a riff. I don't finger pick as well as he did, but, and so like he wrote that part of it and like, it's just a song. I actually was talking to somebody the other day and I feel like there's just like very few people in our lives that just accept us as a whole, you know, the bad, the good.
Yeah.
The everything. And so like I wanted to write a song about that and the struggle with that, and also the fact that like, you know, I've got a song on the new album and it's called Silhouette, and it's kind of about just how like, you know, that's okay though, because like not everyone, you know, you don't owe everyone all of you, like it's never, right. Everyone doesn't deserve all of you, like you kind of have to earn, right. That so right. So right. I don't know how long you're wanting to do this for. I don't want to go too long.
No, you're doing good. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was listening to you.
We are actually coming up close to a close on here. I do have a couple more questions I want to ask you before I get you off of here.
Okay.
So when it comes to your process of writing a song, what does that look like?
So I feel like it's changed. When I was younger, you know, I was not the mature man that I am now. And you know, that sings Burling for Soup songs. I wrote a lot of songs about like me personally and just like, you know, somebody broke my heart or I was mad at somebody. You know, I wrote a song one time about somebody that like listened to one of our first demo songs and they didn't like it. I say they didn't like it. They were very nice about the way they didn't like it, but they obviously didn't like it. And I wrote a song just called The Ballad of the Bleeding Heart.
Okay.
And so and we still played acoustic some. We had to shorten it down. It was an extremely long song. But it's that was kind of how I used to write songs. And then I kind of went through a period where I was like trying to tackle world issues with stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
And so I was not so egocentric at that point. I was trying to be like, I guess, world centric. And that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself, you know, like to try to address and solve all the world's problems. So now I feel like the process is, in order to write music, I kind of have to go to a dark place.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it scares me sometimes to do that.
Yeah.
Because I've been working on myself for a lot of years now. And and I don't want to go back to the person that I was. And I'm not saying that to try to sell anybody anything or like to try to point somebody toward like a religion or anything like that. I'm saying that because I know that I was an extremely, in the sense for myself here, crappy person. And I can recognize that I was that, and that I made very, very bad decisions for myself and those around me. And that now, I want to try to, so I'm finding the balance between being able to reach into that and still get good songs and good lyrics out of myself.
Yeah.
But not being that person anymore, you know?
Right.
And so the process right now is that I usually find a like a phrase or something, and then I kind of write a song around it.
Okay.
And sometimes James will come to me, or Clay, our bass player. I haven't said enough about that guy on this thing, but Clay is just, I think a lot of bass players play bass out of necessity, and he just does it because he's passionate. Well, because like you're like, well, we need somebody to play. Well, I already got a guitarist. Okay, well, I'll play bass. Right? Like that's what usually happens. This guy just
I prefer the bass.
Well, he wants to play bass. And
yeah,
like, and
I
he
get
is
that. Yeah.
And he is just great at it. And he's an excellent musician, a great songwriter. We have a song on our EP, and it's called Narcissist. And he wrote the music for that, and he wrote the first like verse of lyrics and like half of the chorus, and then he brought it to me, and we kind of finished it up. I finished it up. But,
awesome.
Like, but he's a really good musician. He's very motivated and very driven. But anyways, sometimes they'll bring something to me, and I'll write around what they have. But I usually already have something in mind about what I want to write about. And now John's kind of taught me too, like to be more, how to like I was painting a story for people, but I can paint a better story. I can paint it more vividly. I can make the colors more vivid, and I can do this, and I can. So like I'm learning how to do that, and I hope that comes across in the new album. When it comes out, as compared to some of our older stuff. So, yeah.
Is there anything coming up that maybe you want to talk about?
I mean, so I did want to talk about the fact that, like, you know, we're trying to get this thing off the ground with Original Geek, and it really has nothing to do like with my band. My band, like we're DIY, like we do everything ourselves. We're not on a label. We have possibly had the opportunity to do some of that kind of stuff, but I wouldn't even like, it would take something really special now for us to do something like that, because I don't want to sell ourselves away. But we have an artist that we're going to be like trying to get a couple of probably like 3 song EPs we're going to get done with her, and her name is Mads, M-A-D-Z, and so I'm trying to get her over here so that like I can get like some live stuff recorded with her. She has a baby.
Okay.
So we've missed each other a couple of times, because I'm coming and going and she's coming and going, we live kind of close together, but I actually saw her at another event this last weekend, so we're trying to get it nailed down. But I would encourage people to go, she's on SoundCloud, she's got a SoundCloud, so I don't know if you can like put a link to that or something in the show notes. She's extremely talented, and I can't wait to get her in and see what John and I will be able to do with her, because like we're gonna kind of both be producing stuff, and like, so I'm really excited about taking that venture on. I'm not 100% sure exactly when the album is coming out. It will be sometime in the summer. Maybe toward the end of the summer. And we'll have like a release show, and we're going to start doing some shows and stuff, but I don't want to announce any of that until we get it a little bit. Yep. But hopefully like we're obviously going to do the release down here in Central Arkansas somewhere. So hopefully you and Stasia will be able to come up and like for the release show and stuff. And, we come up there and play sometimes too. We played at the, couple of years ago, we played at the, is it Temple Live? Like it's like a shrine, Shriners Temple or something that they turned into a venue. It's in Fort Smith, I think.
Oh, I have no idea. I very rarely get down to Fort Smith.
Yeah.
That's like an hour and a half away from me. So. Well,
it's 3.5 hours away from me. But,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But I actually was born in Fort Smith. So,
okay.
Yeah. But I mean, we've played up towards you too. It's been a little while since we've played up there, but yeah, we're looking to like, we'll probably book some shows like up there toward Northwest anyway, so you have to come out and catch us. Awesome. When we go up there. But
definitely.
I mean, just I just first off, check out Original Geek, and like my slogan for Original Geek is Original Geek Comics, available wherever Original Geek Comics is sold. So
yeah.
We're trying, if you know, like a local comic store or whatever else that we can get these books in, because like, once again, I'm not saying this just because I'm like a part of this thing, but the stories are good. Nick is passionate about what he's doing. The artwork is phenomenal in this. I love Sean's style of art. Sean Litton is a good friend of mine, and he's great. The Ron McAdoo covers are amazing. I mean, like, everything that he does, like, and that he puts out is really, really good. So if you know of local shop, bookstores, comic shops, those kind of things that want to put the books out there, please do that. Check my band out, 3 Miles from Providence. We are just a bunch of Southern, there's a line in a Lucero song. Just another Southern boy who dreams of knights in NYC. So, that's kind of what we are. And I will say to check out Scream Queenie too. Me and my best friend Ainsley, we are just horror fans creating horror content. That's what we call ourselves. So, you can get us some watches on there, and we're hopefully going to get some new content up there soon. So,
And where can people find you at? Find all this.
So YouTube, Scream Queenie. We're 3 miles from Providence. Just look us up. We're all over all socials. Facebook, Instagram. We have a Threads, I think. I don't run all of that. There's somebody else that takes care of that. So
that's a whole job on its own.
Yeah, YouTube channel. Like, we have a YouTube channel. We're going to be getting new merch and stuff too. We have old merch right now, like with some of our old shirts and stuff. So honestly, we'll probably be putting those on sale pretty soon once we get this new stuff. We're working on a new design for stuff, because you got to get a new logo and all that stuff for your new things. But I would say just look for us, check us out, let your friends know about us, give us listens on Spotify and Apple Music. We have a YouTube channel, 3 Miles from Providence. There's some live videos on there. Cool. There's a really cool one of us doing a live by Pearl Jam from a long time ago. Time ago, it was probably like 18, 17, something like that. Then there's some, like, just some of our stuff on there, and check that out. We're just what you would do for people that are trying to, like, get their art out there. I would say, like, do that for everything that I'm a part of, please. First Original Geek, 3 Miles, and Scream Queenie. If you could do that, and check Mads out, please do that. She is extremely talented. And I think she's, like, got a bright future ahead of her. And I'm just hoping, like, we're going to be able to help get her out there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you before I get you off of here.
Yes, sir.
And that is, do you have any advice for a young musician?
Practice and then practice. I would advise anyone to, if you have the opportunity while you're young, to take lessons. I never took lessons, and as I got older, I formed a lot of bad habits, and then I tried to take lessons, and they're like we can't teach you anything, and they're like, I mean, it's fine, like, though, I just don't, like, if you go into music theory and all that kind of stuff, like, I don't play like you're supposed to with some of that stuff, and so gotcha. but it sounds fine. It's just like, it technically, like, I don't do everything right. And I wish that I would have learned more of that, like, more music theory and doing stuff like that. And if you really, really want to play music, like, pick an instrument. If you don't like it, go to another one. You're going to find one you like, whatever that is. It may wind up being like a flute or something, but you're going to do that. What is it? Andre 3000 has that new flute album out. So, find what you love and let it kill you. I'm being facetious, obviously. But it's like, find what you're passionate about, and it may not be musical. If you want to play an instrument, or you want to sing or whatever, it's not going to be easy. And you got to work at it, and then find some people to play with or sing with or whatever, because, like, doing stuff on your own, It's very hard to get better and learn without having people around you. I would not be half of the musician that I am, and that's not much. right now, without the three guys that are in my band right now, the guys that have played with us throughout the years, Greg, Josh Dixon played with us for a while, for a few years in there. His singing, like, was great when he was with us. There's a guy named All Red that played with us for a little while. I just I would just say, like, there's a guy named Drew, and he played with us. And, like, I am just better because of those people and Ryan and Clay and James. And then, like, people that I even played with, like, at church and stuff. Like, I learned a lot of stuff just playing with people, regardless of what the environment is or whatever. So, right. Don't buy into the rock star lifestyle and the rock star, whatever, like, or pop star or whatever you're trying to do, because be a good person. Like, be a good person, and don't get cocky. Always try to learn stuff from people. So yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah,
awesome, man. Yeah, well, it's been great talking to you tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you more after we end this recording and everything.
Okay.
But the next time that everybody will hear you on a podcast will be when we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which we're leaving next week. And I'm so excited about that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's going to be amazing, dude. It's going to be amazing. Oh,
yeah. me and Stacia are counting down the days for that. So it's going to be a blast.
Oh, DJ's coming too. So, like, she's really excited. It's her first, like, con to go with us. So it's going to be cool.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, well, yeah. I can't wait to meet her. So
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right. Well, you have a good one. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, hey, goodbye.
All right, as I told you at the beginning of this episode, we get to hear two songs today. We already got to hear the song Pieces that Luke did in the episode, and he did an amazing job on that. I really enjoy that. And now we get to hear another one, and it is the whole band playing, and it's one of my favorites that they have, and it's the song called Ashes. Yeah, so here we go.
Thank you. listener, this is a not paid for product placement for the Zero to Hero podcast.
What do you mean?
If you definitely like what you're listening to now, come on over to the Zero to Hero podcast.
Lights on.
Just anywhere you want to be able to find your podcast at.
Trash bills.
Like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, which is still a little weird.
For the next 2 weeks.
Come on over and enjoy yourself. Listen to Billy and myself bicker, argue, and, well, fight about a lot of things as we are the Balkan School of Podcasting.
How the hell am I going
to good luck out there and welcome back to the show.
All right.
A dad joke of the week.
All right, let's get this.
Dad joke of the week.
Finally, he's gone off to rehearse his dad jokes. I thought he was never going to leave. Well, if you guys don't know who I am, my name is Mark, and I am the Red Cornish Ranger on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, most places, to be honest. You can go find me. And I've snuck into Jared's recording room to basically promote myself a little bit. And I want to promote my GoFundMe page. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why is this guy asking for GoFundMe? Well, what is happening is I'm hoping to go to a Comic-Con close to me in Newport, Wales, in the UK. And I'm going to meet David Yost, the original Mighty Morphin Blue Power Ranger. And I'm hoping to take my family with me. So basically, I'm asking for some help. You can go to my GoFundMe page, which is on my link tree in my bio on TikTok and Instagram. You can also help me by...
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Hold on, coming.
You can also help me by subscribing to my Patreon page, where you will get a shout-out on every episode of my podcast called Nerds Through Comics, and you will also get a personal message and a shout-out on my TikTok. You can also do this through Cameo as well, but obviously that's only a one-time offer. And I am also opening a merch store where I'll be selling some T-shirts with my lovely face on the majority of them. That's not a bad dad joke. But speaking of bad dad jokes, I better get out of it before Jared turns back up. Catch you guys later.
Wait, was somebody just in here? Hello? All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Luke. He was really cool to have on here. It was very easy talking to him. As we said in the show, we already know each other, so it's just like, you know, two old friends talking, because that's what it is. I really enjoy just chit-chatting with him and joking around with him. He's a lot of fun to talk to, as is, you know, just about everybody in Original Geek. And, you know, you're going to hear me saying a lot about them more now, even because we are starting to do more things and got more projects coming up and things like that. But again, thank you, Luke, for being on the show. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and coming on here and talking to me. I know you're a very busy guy, so it really means a lot that you were on here to talk to me. So as you're waiting for another episode of iGadap to drop, make sure that you go out there and check out my podcast networks, the OIW Podcast Network, the Zio to Hero Podcast Network, and the Avenue Podcast Network. They all have amazing shows on there, different things that you're looking for, not just shows like this, but they have story-based shows. They have things where they talk about travel. All these different networks have all kinds of different shows that maybe you would like to listen to. So go out there and show them some love. I'll have a link to each one of them in my show notes. I have merch out. If you want that, you know how to get it. Send me an email. Tell me what size you want. I've got the Dad Bod Club shirt that's actually been a really good seller. I have that in the black with the white. I also have that in a camouflage shirt with the white. And I can do a few custom things as well. Or not me. My wife can do some custom things. I also have the regular t-shirts. I have the hoodies that you can get. I even have coffee mugs. So if you need any of that stuff, just hit me up. Send it to my email. Tell me what size you need. Tell me where to ship it. And we'll get everything worked out and get that stuff out to you. So at the end of my episodes, you always hear me say, I love you. And then this music starts in. And that's D-Cure. D-Cure is an amazing guy. He has all kinds of cool music that he does. He made that for me, and I really appreciate him doing that. If you like the way that sounds, make sure that you go out there and follow him. I've already talked a little bit about Original Geek, but I still want to say thank you to them. They have made me feel a part of the family when it comes to everything that we do. As I'm recording this, I am about 3 days out from going to Chattanooga, Tennessee with Original Geek to do Metrotham Con. It is a 3-day con. I am very excited to be doing that and to be going with them. We're going to record another episode of Beyond the Panels while we're there. So make sure that you're following Beyond the Panels on the link that I will have for that in the show notes. It'll be right there with the Original Geek links. We have a lot of fun recording those, and there's going to be more unique stuff coming. We've got some stuff that's not just the roundtable setting like the next one will be, but we've got some other ones planned as well. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. We've got some other things that are coming up when it comes to Original Geek. You will be seeing here soon. We'll be starting phase 2, which will be new stories and new things that are coming up, and it's going to be so much fun. We've also got a couple live events that are coming up. We've got, like I said, Chattanooga. And then I believe in June, Nick will be a guest at Saline County Expo. So go and check that out if you're in that area. Say hi to him. We will also be at Nerds Assemble Con in Jonesboro in July. And then I believe we have another one coming up after that as well. We'll be announcing those as they happen. So we just did the big release for Vengeance 3 as well. I wasn't able to be there, but it sounds like the guys had a really good time being able to be there and sign copies and stuff at Kapow. So as you're listening to this, like I said, it's just a few days out. We're going to try to post stuff when it comes to our trip. We've got quite a few of us that are going to be there at this one, so it'll be really cool. So be watching for different posts and things like that on all the different social medias that we're on. I have a few other projects that are going on. You might have seen me post it on a few social medias here recently about If You Give a Dad a Brand. Now what that is I have two other channels that are run by some friends of mine that have to do with If You Give a Dad. And so we have If You Give a Dad a YouTube channel, and we have If You Give a Dad a Cosplay. Now those are run by Ty Tiger and Cosplay Dude 637. Two great friends of mine, and they make really amazing content on their channels. Make sure that you go out there and follow them as well. I'll be having more stuff coming out here very soon, so just stay tuned for that. So you keep hearing me talk about social media. If you guys want to follow me on that, just look me up on any of them, or you can look in the link tree, which will be at the very bottom of my show notes, and it should have all the places that you can find me on social media. You also heard me say that you could email me. If you want to send me an email, send it to giveadadapodcast@gmail.com, and I do look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Since I have you here right now, though, I do have a very small favor that I would like for you guys to do for me if you can, and that is rate and review this show. Tell me what you think of it, whether you like it, whether you don't. The more people that rate this show, the more likely I am to be recommended to others, and I would love to see this show grow. Also, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to this show. Hit the notification bell. That way you are notified when a new episode of iGadap drops. So, it is the end of another awesome episode of If You Give a Dad a Podcast, and it is time for Billy's favorite part of the episode, and that is Dad Joke of the Week. How does cereal pay its bills? With checks.
Seriously?
All right. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Room rounded, but I got a podcast on. He calls us beautiful people, then tells us who we have on. The best part of my day, the world blocked out in my pawns. Tell my friends all about it so that they follow along. And the host is kinda nerdy, but guess what I am as well. I don't feel so alone and I began walking out of my shell. Heard a story, I need a connection I haven't felt. I'll be looking for the next one, tell then farewell. It's the podcast for me. Have it on, better go see. And listen closely. Download and tune in remotely. It's the podcast for me. Have it on, better go see. And listen closely. Download and tune in remotely.
This podcast is part of the OIW Podcasting Network.
Let's do that again.